most of us learn to torture ourselves with our thoughts and emotions. So that's basically what we learn. We have some thoughts that are good thoughts, and some emotions that are good emotions, and other emotions that are bad emotions, and other thoughts that are bad thoughts, and that we have to endlessly be like a little robot who is sorting out all these thoughts and emotions, trying to get more good thoughts and good emotions, and trying to get rid of the bad thoughts and the bad emotions. Has anyone here ever been able to do that, by the way? No, well, no one on earth ever has. So, what does that show us? It can't be done. The evidence is in and it's conclusive. It cannot be done. Well-being will never come about in said fashion because it's totally impossible. So when we rest as awareness, we see the great equalness of all these things. And that's when we start laughing. We see that the wonderful thoughts and the awful thoughts, they're all equal. The wonderful emotions and the awful emotions, they're all equal. And that beyond all of that thinking and emoting, and whether it's good or bad, there's wisdom. There's the great unalterable laughter of the complete wisdom of equalness. Awareness is completely unalterable. It is unchangeable. It cannot be altered or changed by any appearance. And when we rest as awareness, we realize that all the appearances, they are awareness. Thus, how could awareness alter itself? You know, that doesn't make sense. It's absurd. So all the ideas we have about suffering and how this emotion causes us to feel bad, or those thoughts cause us to feel bad, or whatever it is, it's a construct. It's just a belief system. It's an assumption about the way things are. But it isn't the way things really are. And in resting as awareness, this becomes very clear. You know, it's just like, so you have a problem with anger, something like that. Most people do. And some people have more of a problem than other people. And so something happens they don't like and they flip out, you know, to one degree or another. And then they either feel remorseful or they don't. You know, this is the way it is. And so what happens then when we start to rest as awareness and we have our anger thing? When it comes up, we just rest as awareness rather than indulging the anger, avoiding the anger, or replacing the anger with another state. We just rest as awareness. And we return to that as much as is needed. Say something happens and we get ticked off, we rest as awareness. And then when the thought of that comes up again, oh, I ought to do such and such to that person, we rest as awareness. And on and on and on. We all know the litany of how these things go. There's the emotion that comes up, and then there's the indulgence of it, or avoiding it, or trying to replace it. But it's all that is the same futile activity, whether it's indulging, avoiding, or replacing. It's all the same futile activity. It's only in resting as awareness that we move beyond the futility of seeking, the futility of continuing to harbor a way of thinking about ourselves that is so limited and can never give us any freedom. Can never give us any freedom at all. And really then we start to see how absurd and ridiculous so many of our belief systems have been, whether they've been the endless volumes of self-help books we've bought, spiritual books, religious books, philosophical books, psychological books. What other kinds of books? Arithmetic books? Everything, you know. We start to see, no matter how great our accomplishments have been, In resting as awareness, our accomplishments become extraordinary, truly extraordinary, and they cannot help but become extraordinary. Why? Because we let go of all the ways we believe that things have to be. They're all loosened up. We're not tethered any longer. The cage of points of view is emptied. The city of points of view of all our beliefs and assumptions about everything, it's just completely emptied. And all the only occupying influence is wisdom, pristine wisdom, complete relaxation. So the only reason we've ever felt there is a problem is just because we decided not to relax. So, you know, just like an old person basking in the sun, relax in whatever way is comfortable, without anything needing to be done about what appears. You know, no matter what the thought or emotion is, it'll take care of itself. It's its own undoing. Even if you try to hold on to it, you won't be able to. It just seems like you're holding on to it when you try to crank out a story about it. For example, somebody does something that makes you mad, and then you start to crank out a story about it. Well, the story is just made up of a lot of finite points of view that you've established some kind of sequential framework around and said, oh, this story, it really means something. All these points of view that I've gathered together and corralled into a story, they really mean something. But that's just silly. Just rest as awareness, and more it's seen that all these stories, they don't have anything holding them up. There's no infrastructure there. When we add make-believe to make-believe, it's still make-believe. If we take a bunch of mirages and put them all together, they're all still mirages. Short moments repeated many times become automatic. You can count on this without fail.